Radio USA. One of those nights. There's Tim McGraw. It is 6:50. It is 46 degrees. It's me, Scott Hansen. We've got great music on the way from Justin Moore. His song Point at You is coming up. But right now, it is time to get weird on the Weird News. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Canadian pig narrowly escaped being turned into Canadian bacon after he proved that pigs could fly by jumping out of the back of a truck that was taking him and his pig pals to the slaughterhouse. Now, the driver who saw the little fella make his way out of the frying pan ensured that he wouldn't be tossed back into the fire. He called cops to come and escort him to safety at a local animal shelter. Now, the owner, Brenda Bronfman, has named him Yoda. The pig's name is Yoda. And says that everyone loves him for his sauciness and not his barbecue sauciness. So she says he just loves to crawl into people's laps and be held. He's a little angel. So he is not going to be turned into Canadian bacon or anything else like that. He'll be a pet now. A New Jersey man found a way to start a cat fight with his local city council by spreading cans of cat food around the council members' yards in order to draw packs of feral felines. Harry Heck said that he got feeling a little frisky after he and his neighbors couldn't convince officials that there was a problem with stray cats in the city. So he decided to take matters into his own hands by luring cats to the homes of city council members instead. Heck, who had previously complained about another townie feeding the critters on his property, has now pled guilty to littering, and he's been ordered to pay a $250 fine. And one more for you this morning. The administrators of a British wildlife park say visitors are no longer allowed to wear animal print clothing because it riles up the critters who reside there. Chessington World of Adventures Resort has hired extra security to enforce the zero-tolerance ban on leopard, tiger, zebra, and other animal-based designs across their safari trails. Those who ignore the warning will be forced to change into gray jumpsuits. Park spokeswoman Natalie Dillaway says visitors get so close to wild species here that if someone wears the same pattern to the animal's coat, they can become overly friendly. If they wear the pattern of its predator, it's the opposite effect and the animals become afraid and run away. The worst thing you could do is limp past the lion or tiger cage wearing a zebra print outfit. There's your weird news this morning. It's 6:52.
Lundgren's is proud to show you America's freshest lineup.